a lot of the people that I know who are trans and have kids, they got divorced, and the kids are staying with the biological mother.
Yeah.
And so I know them that I know some that have kids, but I don't. Like,
no
we
one
don't
that's
really,
raising kids.
Yeah, it's really weird because sometimes, like, we had a friend recently who went through a divorce because, like, she came out as trans, and you know, and I think she looks at us, and sometimes it's like she thinks that, like, I don't deserve her because, like, she's, like,
accepting you.
Well, accepting, and also, but at the same time, because we have an open relationship, like,
but no, but every time I see her, I would feel like she pities me, and she feels sorry for me.
Because, you know, she's, like, accepting me and still loving me, and then like, I'm kind of, like, kicking her to the curb or something.
Tony's, quote, cheating on me, even though I agree to it.
Right.
Like, just because you're trans doesn't mean you can't be transphobic.
You know, I have some trans friends who were married, and, you know, every time they're like, so how are you and Morgan going still? I'm like, we're still together. Things are great. I still feel like, in some ways, we get a lot of support from the Poi Queer Parents Group, but in some ways, it's still kind of like, I feel like we're still, like, trying to figure this out. Because, like, again, she's biologically mine, but we had her after I transitioned.